Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you very much. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? A very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job a Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Do you think it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive and in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increase school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for $100,000 of home value?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, the second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds for increased school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skills, training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 per year? Oh, I'm sorry, $29 per $100,000 of assessed home value?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
No.
Thank you. And lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it would meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 and a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
No.
Thank you. And following up, opponents to this tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them by any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration, overheard costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Lastly, there are some I'm sorry. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason for voting yes. And we want you to rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not at all persuasive reason to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one is adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners.
Not persuasive.
You'll find. Thank you. The next one is CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is passing the meal levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Then we have passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future for Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Now three more to go. And this one are a bit shorter. Despite recent
our homeschool's Overland,
taxes,
so yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Now, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school building or raise teacher pay.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Then we have continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. And the last one is expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. After hearing all of this, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal $36 a year. For every $1,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no to this for this CCSD property tax increase?
I'd vote no.
Thank you. And just the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, 65 or up?
40 and 54.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Are you Black or African American, White or Caucasian, Latino or Hispanic, Asian,
White.
Pacific Islander? Thank you.
White.
And with this,
White.
We conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.